team news. How are you looking?
Okay. Long-term ones, of course, Anthony Gardner. Lewis, we'll check on tomorrow, but I think it might be just a couple of days too soon for him. Chris Maguire's gone off to have a scan on his toe. But everybody else is fine up and running.
How's Maguire picked that one up?
Something in training, we think. I think he's kicked somebody underneath the sole of the foot, and it's just he was fine. But then he's come in this morning and it's swollen, and so the guys have sent him off for an X-ray. But hopefully, you know, there's nothing there, and he should be okay.
Do you have to treat Lewis with more care? The fact that he was injured, came back, and obviously suffered another problem.
The injury that he came back with is nothing to do with muscular, or he hasn't pulled anything. He's just been a bit unfortunate. It was McHale who had the shot, and as Lewis tried to block it, McHale's foot just carried through, and the studs have just caught the knee. And he wasn't even wearing blades or anything like that, because we looked at the footwear and said, well, because we don't like blades here, because we do think they do some damage. But it was just a normal stud, and unfortunately he just caught Louis at the wrong angle, and just 7 stitches.
You don't like blades here, there's a gag there, I'll not take the opportunity.
I know.
I was just waiting for it. Jordan Spence obviously playing in the side at the moment. Have you decided what you're going to do with him?
I'm with the chairman over the next couple of days, in the weekend of course, and we'll have a chat about it and see if something's going to be done or not.
How do you feel he's done?
I think he first two games he did well. Like everybody else last Saturday, you couldn't have picked anyone. So, and I need to speak to Sam as well, because we have got him on, you know, a special deal, and whether that's going to continue or whatever. So I need to speak to Sam and the chairman, and we'll make a decision.
Do you think, though, there are other areas which are of a bigger priority for you?
Well, listen, we have what we've got, and I've said this before, and we are looking round, and we'll see what happens, and we will try and bring in somebody else maybe before the weekend if we can. It's because it's coming spits and spats, it's, you know, we want to get everybody in. The other problem we have, the players you normally bring in as well haven't been playing, so you got to get a match fit playing wise, which is not always the best scenario. So at the moment, you know, we're trying not to feel sorry for ourselves. Everybody's digging in deep. There's a very, very good atmosphere around the place. Everybody was disappointed with last week. And I'm talking about the week, not just the game, the whole week, because of the game against Yeovil. So everybody wants to put it right. And, you know, staff, players, everybody. And nobody saw it coming. It's just not us. And that's the best way to leave it, but everybody wants to make sure that they put it right, and the game couldn't have come quick enough, I think.
Is it right that you've met with the chairman this week? I know you'll often say you always talk to the chairman, but have you met specifically to talk about strengthening the squad?
I talk to the chairman every day about certain things, and there's lots going on with inside the club, and everybody's, you know, working hard. Everybody knows about the takeover trying to happen and everything else. So there's lots of things going on, but I speak to the chairman every day, and I was with him yesterday. He's up to training ground this morning, and when he's here, we see him. It's as simple as that. So, of course, everybody, it's like everybody else. He wants to know what's going on, why the performance was, and we're trying to give him the reasons and the answers and everything else, like anybody who owns a football club.
How supportive has he been to you?
Since they have walked in a football club, he's been supportive. He's got a lot on his plate at the moment, and you know, I'm here to do a job. I'm trying to do a job. Chairman's backing me as much as he possibly can, and so forget all, you know, that there's rifts, because there's not. It's like you get this, and you know, as somebody asked me last week, you know, time to go, and I mean, but you've been here 18 months, you've had a promotion, we've stayed in the division, and we're 7 games into. I think if that's the criteria, then God help a lot of people in football, because it's if we're that short-minded and there's no long-term strategy, then God help a lot of people.
You're thick-skinned enough, though, to deal with it, aren't you?
You're thick-skinned because there's nothing to be thick-skinned about, because you're trying to do something, and you're trying to build something, and at the moment, the way we have to go about it is as I said, in bits and bobs and a bit here and a bit there, and it's a slow process, but the club will get there, and it will. It's getting there, but you know, it's frustrating for everybody when we see the performances, certainly of last Saturday, because it's as if the team never done anything together. And then you go back to, you know, the away games in Middlesbrough and Leeds, and explain that one to me. You know, that's where it's always frustrating for everyone.
Does that kind of, in some way, explain your reaction to that question last week? The fact that the frustration is there, and obviously you're angry at the performance.
No, I'm angry at the performance. I just think it's a, you know, as I said, I think it's...
You've been asked worse, though, by me, for one.
Yeah, but there's times and there's places, and, you know, people think that, you know, I'm not a very emotional person. I don't show my emotions very well. So people think you're not passionate. So Andy probably asked me the wrong time, the wrong place, and then he got full passionate, you know. So there's nothing, but I just thought it was a silly question to ask me. And at the end of the day, again, people say they've got the jobs to ask, yeah, but there are times and places, and I just didn't think that was the right one. But as I said, you know, you've been in a football club 18 months, you've had a promotion, you've kept the club in a division that's a tough division, far tougher than when they were last time they were in it. And you're building again, and then you're asked that question, which I thought was a silly question.
But fans want to see the team winning, don't they? And if you include some of the results back into last season, it's 1 in 13 or something.
We want to see it winning. You know, there's no way that we don't want to. We want to go winning. But you know, our form from the back end of from Christmas through, you know, picked up nearly up 40 points. So, okay, we've lost a lot of players that were in on loan. Might have to do that again, whatever. But we all have a responsibility, the players, the staff, me. We all have a responsibility to make sure that it's all done right. Mm. But at the moment, like a lot of clubs, it's, you know, it's a bit bitty start. And we want to make sure that we get it right. And unfortunately... that hasn't happened yet, but it doesn't mean it's not going to happen whatsoever. You just, people have got to have a little bit of patience, and you know, we're not the most patient of people within the football club. So if people think that something's not being done or we're just letting it go, I can assure you that's not happening, and we're demanding more from the players, and they know that. They know that, you know, as I said, they, you know, and I say we because we're all in it together. We know that we let everybody down last week. We let ourselves down, just as, you know, as important as letting the supporters down. We actually let ourselves down. And no one saw it coming, me, Stuart and all of them. We didn't see it coming because it's not us. Normally we will dig in, and we'll dig in deep, regardless of how bad we're playing or how good we're playing. We will dig in. And we just seem to a little bit avoid of that last week. And there's, you know, and that can happen to teams. Listen, would you have expected Man United to go and lose 4-1 at Man City and everything else? So it happens, but you don't want it to, and we've got to make sure that we put it right, and there's no better way than the next game coming along.
Fans are desperate to see a striker in the building. Can you give them any crumb of comfort to suggest that you are in the market for one, or even close to one?
We've tried to get players in and everything else, and I've said the situation, and we'll try again, and we'll keep trying. Again, we have to cut our cloth accordingly, and if you want to get straight, you've got to bring in better than what's there at the moment, and on what we can offer and everything else is, you know, you just got to work at it, and we'll see. Hopefully we can do, and I'm not saying that we won't, because we might, and we'll be continuing to do that.
Because I notice Michael Laudrup's trying to make Leroy make up his mind, I think. I've read quotes from him this week. Leroy Lita, that is, of course. Is he a player still, ideally, you'd like to get back?
Leroy, we've had on the radar for a long time. You know, he's been there with a lot of others. We've lost two or three that have gone to other clubs. We've had one or two in the building. But until we could afford to get them, there's always been a problem. So we might have to change tact and look somewhere else, but we're continually looking and we're continually asking.
Yeah. As you look at this Doncaster game now, just what's been the focus in training prior to this?
Try and win the game. You know, they've started reasonably well. I've watched them, other members of staff have watched them, scouts have watched them, and they're doing well. It's a derby game, so everything goes out the window a little bit. You know, it's going to be a high tempo game, hopefully, and we show far more than what we certainly showed last week. We want to show what we've shown in other games where maybe we, you know, your QPRs, your Middlesbrough, your Leeds, we want to show that sort of commitment and desire and everything else. And if you can't get that in a derby game, then you know, there is a problem, and the players know that. But more importantly, it wouldn't matter whether we were playing a local side or whatever. More importantly, we have to put right what we didn't do last week.
What have you made of them as a team? How would you analyse them?
Well, they've done well. They're like anything else at this division, and it's very, very early doors. You can't, it looks like QPR and everything else. I mean, QPR are going to keep spending and keep bringing in quality players. You know, every day I pick up the paper, they're looking at somebody, they were looking at Carton Cole and one of these and everything else. You know, a little bit envious of, but we need to get to that stage, and that's what we're trying to do.
In terms of how they tick, though, Wellens pulls the strings, doesn't he, in midfield?
Well, they've got other players. They've brought in the boy that we were looking at Manchester United. Yeah, so they've brought him in. He had a good debut last week and everything else. So they'll be on a high. They'll be on a high, but then so should we be, because as I said, 1 week shouldn't ruin your whole. The whole thought process, and that's what we're trying to say to the players. You've had a bad week, right? What are you going to do about it? Because there's only us that can do something about it. It doesn't matter what anybody says or does. It's what we do and what the players do, and they have a responsibility, as I said. And we just all got to man up to it.
Were you close to Makeda?
We've been close to lots of things. I don't want to go into it all, because there's so much that's happening and going on and everything else, and I start throwing names about people get disappointed because you haven't got them and everything else. So there are strikers still available, and we'll still try and do deals with them.
Because it's a derby game, do you think it might be the right kind of game to come along after last week?
Listen, I don't care who we're playing this week. We've got to show far more and give our fans something back to what we didn't give them last week, and I've said that to the players. Fans kept going. I just felt we didn't, and as I said, that's not us. That's not us at all. And even when we've been losing games before, the one thing we've done, we've dug in and we've kept going and going and going. And I think for whatever reason, it just became hard and difficult, and people then lack of concentration, whatever you want to call it, whatever goes on in that mentality. And we've all been there. It doesn't matter at what level, we've all been at some stage when we've played a sports game, been there where nothing seems to go right for you, whatever you want to do. And when we watch the first 10, 15 minutes of that game, we've had two great chances to score. But we allow someone to score a hat-trick in 5 minutes, and that's not because it was they tore us apart or whatever. That was down to our lack of concentration, and we let them score a goal and we let it affect us, and that's what we've not done before, to be honest. And I just felt that if anything could go wrong, it seemed to go wrong for everybody, and he started feeling sorry for themselves, and that's the one thing you can't do.
What about Roger and Stephen, who've obviously made their debuts last week? Yeah. How are they settling in generally, do you feel?
Well, I think they wonder what they've come to sometimes, because
really?
No one wants to go and make a debut and lose. But again, we have to get them fit within playing, and that's always going to be difficult. But they're good enough. They're good pros. They're good. They played at this level. They know what it's all about. And hopefully we start to see the best of them.
How happy are you at the moment, honestly? I don't mean with what the team's doing, but just generally coming into work every day. Because the last few times I've spoken to you, you seem a bit frustrated, because there are certain things I suspect you want to say and can't, and there are things happening behind the scenes that are perhaps blocking your progress from going as quickly as you would want.
Like anything in anybody in his job, when things aren't going well or you get frustrated with certain things, you are going to be a little bit down. But I love my job. I love coming in. I have a fantastic job, and I love coming into work. And if I feel down sometimes, then it's up to the players to pick me up and me to pick them up, and vice versa, and the staff and all that. So maybe you've just got me on a bad day, or you've asked me a silly question, and then I've got to answer it. But I'm all right. I mean, because you know, I've been manager for 16, 17 years now, so I've seen the really good times and I've seen the bad times, and I know which I like and I know which I expect. But as I've said many times before, what you've got to do is dig in. And we can't always get what we want sometimes as quickly as we want. So you've just got to look at other things and work for it and wait for that. But believe you me, as I said before, because I don't show it openly and everything else, I was just as angry as a lot of people last week. And then when you get asked something and it's the wrong time, then you might just get the response, I feel I let myself down, because that's not, you know, I don't normally do that. I'm a little bit more, I'll keep it reserved, and then I'll go behind the door and I'll probably beat somebody up or whatever. But I just didn't get that opportunity because he got away. But joking apart, I just feel that there are places and there's times and I have to be me, and if I'm down, but once I'm around the players and everything else, then no, because I have a great job and I want to keep that job, and I want the players to realise a responsibility that they have. And sometimes, and it doesn't matter who you are, where you play, now and again, you know, they fall short of that. And we really feel that we fell short of it last week.
So how would you react to that question now?
I'd probably take behind the door and beat you up.
Not concerned then about your role here?
But as I said, if you've only got 18 months and you've had a promotion and you've kept the team in a division, which is a really hard division, and you're building something, and then because, you know, a minority or whatever, and I hope it's a minority.
Do you feel it's a minority?
I don't know, because I'm trying to do the job to the best of my ability with what you have. So that's all you can do. If people think then change is for the best, but as I said many times, how many managers have you had over the years? So if it's always dictated, you lose a few games, or it's not happening here, or they don't see the developments as quickly as what they feel, then you're going to keep going through and through, and you never get it right. You know, sometimes you dig in, you stay focused, and people back and stay, and you know, the football world is littered with it, and it's normally the ones who are patient and stabilise that grow and get the benefits, and all the rest are the ones who don't. So listen, if the decision is, then yeah, you go, or they've seen enough, then fine. There's nothing I can do about that.
But things like Di Canio, for example, only serves to fuel it, doesn't it? The fact that he goes so early on in the season. Fans take the view, well, if he can go from Sunderland, then Joe's can go from Wednesday, or manager X can go from somewhere else.
Yeah, but then does it mean it's right? Does that mean that it's right because, you know, but I don't know, you don't know the circumstances. Circumstances might be totally different to Sunderland. I don't know what them circumstances are. But then if you're going to do that, then what you're saying is that three or four clubs below is that then their managers should go as well. So we might as well just sit on a merry-go-round and wait for someone to go, and then the next job comes in. I don't think it's as clean-cut as that, but some people might think it is. But then you look at your, it's not just football, but look in your own walk of life.
Yeah.
And if circumstances aren't right and the boss comes in and says you're going to go, then you're going to put up an argument why you shouldn't, because you're doing your best and you're trying to do the right thing. And unfortunately, we all have to rely on, you know, 11 players getting out there and doing the right thing. Doesn't mean that you're bringing someone else in, they're going to get any better. You might get short term, but you might get long term, and that's the strategy is at this football club, is it's a long-term plan to try and get it right. And, you know, but how do you persuade? Maybe people see it differently, I don't know.